Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to this bite-sized episode in which I take one lesson from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello, Simon here. Thank you for joining me. And in this episode, we're hearing from the man who Ronnie O'Sullivan and many other elite performers besides credited with helping them achieve their goals. But this episode is not about achievement. It's about finding peace within ourselves. Now, think about the people closest to you and just ask yourself the question, do you like them for what they have achieved or what they're like? Hopefully it's the latter. So this is about being rather than doing, and about living in accordance with your values. And my guest is Professor Steve Peters, who wrote the wildly successful book, The Chimp Paradox.
If my self-esteem is on what I achieve, then if I don't achieve everything at the right level, I'm always going to have low self-esteem because that's my measure. Whereas if I stopped and said, you know what, it's important to achieve, I'm not saying it isn't, but is it really my most important feature in my life that I want? My values then would say, not really. You know, I don't look at my friends and like them for what they've achieved. I look at them for who they are. So if I then re-measure and say, right, let's look at who I am. Am I a positive person? Am I someone who can encourage other people? Am I someone with integrity? My self-esteem can go up because I'm measuring something totally different now. And I can work on those things, whereas I may never be able to get a degree. I may never win a gold medal. I may never be able to speak another language. That will just demoralise me if I'm going to build self-esteem on that. Whereas if I build self-esteem on being a nice person, on being an honest person, then anyone can start getting good self-esteem. So it's what you're putting your base of self-esteem on. And if people think, no, I have to get a gold medal to get self-esteem, that is a choice they're making. All I can do is say there are some serious consequences if you don't make it. Yeah. If you go with the chimp system, your self-esteem will always be based on what you can do, what you have. That's the rules. If you base yourself on the human system, it won't be that. You'll start saying it's on my values, it's on who I am as a person. And therefore, if it's as simple as that. If you flick systems, then you'll operate differently and you feel differently.
But if your chimp hijacks you and you behave in a way that perhaps you judge to be less than perfect,
yes,
and then judge yourself for that.
But one of the values we hold is, and common sense is, as human beings, we're frail, we make errors, we get hijacked regularly by the chimp. No matter who we are and how good we are, our chimps are there for a reason and they mean business. So, but you're forgiving then. Yeah. You know, you're forgiving to friends who make errors. You're forgiving. So you learn to say one of the values I respect myself for and builds my self-esteem is I can forgive myself. So again, teaching someone these and getting these in place and really enforcing them means their self-esteem changes. So they don't weigh up. It doesn't matter if we make mistakes or we're imperfect. It doesn't matter because our values are that forgiving is a big value. So I'm saying flick systems, but make sure the system is rigorous. Make sure you've worked out what the system is based on values. And when I do workshops, I do quite a few public things. And the public come in and I say, let's look at values. I'm always surprised that most people struggle and say, I can't work out what my values are. What they struggle with is they muddle it up with what's valuable to me. So they'll say things like my family. And I say, well, no, that's not a value. That's valuable.
You said there you're almost surprised by the number of people that say they don't know their values. Yes. So someone listening will be going, yeah, that's me. So yeah. How does someone establish their values in a nutshell? And I know everyone's different, but...
Yeah, everyone's different. In a nutshell, what you're saying is, what beliefs do you hold, moral, ethical beliefs do you hold? So, for example, I might say, one of my values is to respect everybody. Well, that is a value I hold, but it's got to be acted out now. So to show you have these values that have been implemented, what do I do that proves I respect people? And often when you say to people, how do you show respect to someone? They start to struggle, think, I'm not sure how you show respect. And then when you say things like, you listen to them, that's a sign of respect, to listen to someone, acknowledging their opinions and accepting their opinions. Then you start working out what your definition of respect is. So you know, yeah, that's my definition. And if I hold the value of respect, that is what I'm going to measure myself against. Am I doing these things? So if I did hold that and I think respect, one of them is to listen, then if I can reflect and spend, I usually recommend people 5-10 minutes a day. And one day I think I'm going to reflect on the idea of respecting people. Then I go through my list, which I've worked out, and I think, okay, make sure today you listen to people. You know, and not in a false way, in a real way of saying, no, I want to respect this person. I want to listen. I'm not going to criticize them. I'm going to listen, respect their values, respect their opinions, respect their approach. It doesn't mean I have to agree with it.
How important is it for people then to establish their values?
The way I teach is I say values are the way that we get peace within ourselves.
So very important then?
Very important. That is what's going to give you peace of mind, which I know you said at the beginning, when I wrote The Chimp Paradox, it was confidence, happiness, success. And that's a lot of people go for them. And I often say when I'm doing the public lectures that for me, it didn't ring true because I don't really chase success. I'm not saying I don't like success, but it's not something I want to achieve. It has never been my nature. And I don't really chase happiness, which sounds strange. I do chase peace of mind. I've always, from being a young man, thought, I just want to be at peace with myself. But I was advised not to put that because that's not something people resonate with. They resonate with happiness. So I went down that route. But I think anyone reading it, substitute those things like confidence, happiness, with what you want, because that's all the book's about. It's trying to say, I'm offering what I know, what knowledge and skills I've got, and say, have a think about this. And if it resonates, don't let it go. So it could be peace of mind.
And it's the difference between doing and being, it seems like to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So the doing is the, you know, your external achievements, your car, your medal.
Which is the chimp. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I've noticed this with sport, tennis being my favourite sport, the amount of Wimbledon champions, for example, I've heard speak, and they've reached the absolute pinnacle of their mountain and they've won Wimbledon or, yes, you know, or an Olympic gold or whatever. Then the next day they're like, huh, I'm surprised. I don't feel like I had expected I would feel. And I think that's quite revealing.
There's a golden rule here. For nearly everyone, when the chimp sets the bar, whatever it is, I get this with doctors. Yeah, I have the privilege of teaching. And you get a junior doctor or a medical student who's wanting to be a doctor. In 5 years, they really, really work hard to get through these exams. They pass them and they say, when I get there, I'll be a doctor. And then they go, yeah. And you think, what do you mean? And the chimp, once it's reached a level, dismisses it. So then they say, no, it's nothing unless you're a consultant. They get to consultant and even then they'll go, yeah. So, and I got this with the Olympians. I mean, I had the privilege of working with about 20 Olympic teams and multiple gold medalists. And it's a privilege to do it. And I get this from a lot of them. Some don't. Some are related forever. But most say, it's nothing. And I get Olympians I work with, and I've been to now 4 Olympics. And the first or second Olympics I went to, they're now saying, well, it's nothing because there's loads more people got golds in the same event as me. I'm just gone now. You know, so it's an important point to recognise the chimp will chase success, but once it's got that, it'll redefine it. So it's not a happy pathway to go.
No, there is this idea, isn't there, that more just becomes more, becomes more, becomes, yes, more, becomes more.
I've come from a poor background. I didn't come from wealth. So my parents worked extremely hard. to get us, you know, where we got as a family. And I would just say there's a balance here to be had. I do agree money will not come from happiness. I work with a lot of extremely wealthy people who are extremely unhappy, and that's why they come see me. So it doesn't buy it. But on the other hand, it really helps.
Yeah, of course.
You know, if you manage it well. So I'm just, I don't want to be in that boat of saying it won't work. I'm saying it'd be nice if all of us had enough money to live on. But there is this point where you've got to learn to live within your means. And unfortunately, our chimps tend to live just outside, which means most of us keep chasing more and more, bigger cars, bigger houses, instead of just saying, you know what, this is good enough. Some people have found have done that, and they live very happy lives. We know that if people are grateful for what they've got and grateful to others around them, it has a neurochemical effect on our brains that actually gives us well-being. Never forget to be grateful and reflect on what you've got, because it can bring well-being to you.
Thank you for listening to this episode with Steve Peters. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and could share it, I would be very grateful. And do get in touch via my website, simonmundy.com. Until next time, goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code Fresh Socks.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.